between Barbados and Vincent and Dominica, those governments support all the restructuring efforts, and they have over 60% of the shareholding in Liat. Now, if the government of Antigua and Barbuda wants to have a second look at them, well, there has to be a meeting of the shareholders. One shareholder can't just ask that the matter be put on hold and it's done. The majority of the shareholders, they have to agree to put it on hold. So as far as the management is concerned, there being no decision yet to put it on hold, we go forward. But the critical issue of the hub in Barbados, the figures speak to that. And if you have eight ATRs, what is so problematic of placing four in Barbados, keep two in Trinidad, and keep two in Antigua? Antigua remains an important gateway. We have been doing reforms in Liat, but the reforms have not been as deep as they should have been or should be. I mean, we've just done the refleeting. We have two more planes to complete the 10, the complement of 10. We're paid on already on another ATR 42, and we should get delivery of that sometime early this year. And we postponed the purchase of the other ATR 72 to next year. We have to use the planes more efficiently, because a 15% increase in the use of the plane, keeping it in the air, and the newer planes, you'd be able to do that much easier. We can save, the number is estimated, about $12 million a year. So these things are important for the enhanced efficiency of the aircraft. And we have to make sure that we use the planes in the most effective way.